Today, media is worse off when it comes to diversity than ever before, according to a journalist on a discussion panel at the University of Connecticut last week. The panel, titled Confronting Racism as Journalists, was held on Thursday, February 8th. Panelist Kevin Blackstone said there are glaring examples of this lack of diversity in newsrooms. Blackstone is a columnist for The Washington Post, a commentator on ESPN, and a journalism professor at the University of Maryland.
The athletic site out of Philadelphia, they put on Twitter a picture of their new staff. They had just assembled about 10, 12 people, and how proud they were. And come read The Athletic. You know what? All white. We're like, are you kidding me? In 2017, an all-white staff to cover sports which are primarily played by men of color. And so you are going to interpret for the rest of the country, or at least for your readership, how these men of color perform, what that means. That's the problem.
Two other journalists sat alongside Blackstone at the panel hosted by the UConn Journalism Department and the Together Confronting Racism Steering Committee. One journalist was award-winning columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer and Philadelphia Daily News, Helen Ubinius, who was also the Hartford Courant's first Latina news columnist. The other journalist was Francis Kai Hua Wong, who is an essayist for NBC News Asian America and a contributor to Public Radio International. UConn Assistant Professor of Journalism Marie K. Shanahan facilitated the conversation. She said the public is very divided on the issue of race. According to the Pew Research Center, Americans who say racism is, quote, a big problem in society has increased 8 percentage points in the past 2 years and has roughly doubled since 2011. A Pew Research Center survey conducted among 1,893 adults stated 58% of Americans say racism is a problem in society, 29% say it's somewhat of a problem, and 12% say racism in the U.S. is a small problem or not a problem at all. Shanahan said most tweets dealing with race were prompted by the news media, and most race-related content is mainly being seen by people of color.
So that means the stuff that we talk about, the stuff that we cover, is prompting those conversations, but they only seem to be happening with one side.
Ubinia said part of the problem with division in race is that communication around race only happens when there is a reaction to news.
And I think that that's part of the problem.
That's the wrong time to have.
Yeah, and so you don't do things when you're in crisis mode or when something horrible is happening, when people's emotions are high. You have these conversations and you continue to have these conversations even when things die down.
One of the ways to have these conversations is online through public forums. However, the panelists expressed overall that the comment section online can end up becoming an unconstructive way to discuss these topics.
I worry often when I write about people, especially people of color, because they didn't sign up to be attacked online. And I think that we do a disservice to our readers by just basically turning our back on them and going, oh, well, that's just the way it is. Well, that's not the way it should be.
Right.
So,
because they were generous.
The speakers also told personal stories of when they faced racism in their career. Wong shared an experience involving racism. She was working on a news story about a Taiwanese daycare owner with a local magazine editor as a means of including people of color of the community into the magazine. When discussing the story, the editor wanted to know what the woman's citizenship was. Wong said she thought it was rude and irrelevant to the story, and after getting into a fight with the editor, Wong did not write for them for 10 years.
Recently, I forgot about all this, and so I went and I proposed another story about, you know, all the interesting people of color in our community that I know, and I proposed a local poet, an Indian American poet, and she says, yes, that would be great. Make sure you ask her what her citizenship is and what she thinks about Prime Minister Modi. And I'm like, she's a poet, right? This has nothing to do with anything, and I don't think this is really appropriate. And we got in a big fight, and I left again.
In terms of feedback when writing about diversity and complex topics around race, Blackstone said he enjoys when he receives a message from an individual who said their perspective on the topic had shifted thanks to Blackstone's writing.
That's when I know I've hit the mark. Not when I've upset someone, and not necessarily when I've created a group applause, but when it's someone who hasn't thought about it, and it might change there.
Yeah, that means that you got someone to listen and actually think about it. And that's the goal of journalism.
For WHUS News, I'm Daniela Donsal.